We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yom Hilchos Shabbos Siman Shin Lamed Ches Sif Ches. Says the Mechaber, Mutar Litein Kli Tachas Hadelef B'Shabbos. You're allowed to place a utensil under dripping water. V'im Nismale, if the utensil fills up, Shofcho Machzir L'Mkomo, then you're allowed to pour out the utensil and put it back in to catch the rest of the dripping water. V'Vuhushe Hadelef Ro'i L'Rechitza. As long as that water can be used to wash. But if the water is not ra'i to be used for anything, aser, then you're not allowed to place the utensil under the dripping water. Because as we saw already earlier on, one is not allowed to create a graf shel ra'i, something which is disgusting, which they will then move. You are not allowed to create that l'chatchila. If it occurs, then you are allowed to move it, but you cannot create such a situation l'chatchila, and by placing the kli there, you would be creating that situation. If you did put it there, then you are allowed to move it because it has the status of a graf shel ra'i, but you shouldn't put it there in the first place. So we see from here, says Mishnah Berurah, that rain is not muksa, but if it's disgusting and has no use, then you're not allowed to use it. The reason is because you're creating the graf shel ra'i, as we said. And even if you don't want to move it, it is still prohibited. Even to create the graf shel ra'i and leave it there is prohibited. As well, as we saw earlier, you're only allowed to move it, it was in Siman Shin Ches, Siv Lamed Daled, says Mishnah Berurah, you're only allowed to move that graf shel ra'i when it was placed there, if it is placed in a place where you normally sit. So it's disgusting to you, and it makes it a graf shel ra'i. The Be'er Halacha points out that the real reason you're not allowed to put it there is because of Bitul Kli Meichano. You are now, this utensil had a usage, but now that you place it there and the rain drips into it, it no longer has a usage. But one could have said that it is now a graf shel ra'i, so it can be moved, so you're not being mevatel the Kli Meichano. But once we said that you cannot create a graf shel ra'i l'chatchila, then we can then say that it reverts back to you being mavata the Kli Meichano, which is the Be'er Halacha points out, however, that the Tur disagrees with the Rambam in this din, and it appears that we are noheg like the Tur, because says the Be'er Halacha, we are noheg to wash into a bowl in the morning when it has ruach ra on it, as well as wash machronim into a kli, and then move that kli afterwards. But shouldn't the kli now become muksa because you're pouring disgusting water, which you can no longer use, into the kli? So maybe it seems like we do paskin like the Tur, that there is no problem with creating this. But says the Be'er Halacha, maybe those cases are different because it's only bad because of ruach ra'ah and not because the water is actually disgusting. So maybe we would not say that it is really a muksa, that you can no longer use it at all. In a similar situation, Rav Yashav says that when it comes to throwing shells and peels and the like onto a kli, which is on the table, since you can pour it off right away, says Rav Yashav, it's okay to put those onto the plate since you're able to pour the plate off right away, similar to what we saw earlier in Siman Reish Samech Hei, that you are allowed to place a kli under a candle made out of wax. Since you can pour the wax off immediately, it is not called Bitul Kli Meichano if it can be removed immediately. Siman Shin Lamed Tes, Kamadinim Pratim Hanohagim B'Shabbos. Sif Aleph, Ein Roch Men Agabe Behema. You're not allowed to ride on an animal on Shabbos, and we already saw these halachas earlier in Siman Shin Hei Sif Yud Ches. Sif Beis, Ein Shatin Al Pnei Hamayim Afilu B'Brecha Shabachatzir. You're not allowed to swim in the water, even in a pool which is in an enclosed area. Mibnei Shekshe Hamayim Ne'akarim V'yotzim Chutz L'Brecha Damila Nahar. Because since the water can splash out, it is similar to a river which you are not allowed to swim on. So even if there is no problem of splashing out the water, dalat amos in rishus harabim, because you're in an enclosed area, it is still prohibited because it is like a river which you're not allowed to float on, because the gzeira that you might come to make a raft to float on. Vim yesh la safa saviv mutter, if there is a wall around it, it has a rim to it, the pool, then it's permissible. To cave on the afilu nekru hamayim hasafa machzeres olsam l'makom. Since even if the water splashes out, it will just hit that wall and it will fall back down into the pool. Havi leke kli, it is more similar to utensil than to a river. Veleke lemigzar b'shem yasecha v'shoshal yadam. We don't make a gzer in such a situation that you will make the raft. Obviously, it's important to point out that even if these reasons don't apply, there still might be an issue with swimming on Shabbos because of Shabbason. It is not a Shabbos dig act. as well, we saw in Simenshin Chaf Vav, in the Mishnah Berurah, Sivka and Chaf Aleph, that the minhag is not to be rochets in a river or a mikveh at all on Shabbos because of the gzer that you might come to squeeze out your hair, etc. Siv Gimel, a metapchen lahakos kaf al kaf, la masapchen lahakos kaf al yarech, velomarakim. You can't clap, you can't dance on Shabbos, gzer shemay takin klishir, because you might come to fix a musical instrument. Vafil lahakos beetzba la karka, o aluach, o achas keneged achas, kederech hamashorim, o lakakesh beego zotino, o lasachik bobezil kede yishtok. All these different ways of making the noise with your fingers or with any other items, you're not allowed to do. Kol zevach ayotzebo aser is prohibited, gzer shemay takin klishir, because you might come to fix a musical instrument. But to clap in an abnormal fashion is permissible. The Mishnah Berurah says that when we say you're not allowed to dance, Simchas Torah, you're allowed to dance, because that is Kavod HaTorah. Since it's only Aser Derabanan, we allow it. But other Smachos, we would not allow it, even though it is only Aser Midrabanan. And we only allow dancing, but not clapping or any of those other things. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that you have to know what dancing means. If you're just walking around in a circle, that's probably not called dancing anyway, so we would allow that, even when it's not Simchas Torah. The Ramah adds, V'hadda mesapkin amarakdina idnav lamachinam behu. The minhag apparently is to clap and dance on Shabbos, says the Ramah, so why don't we stop them? Mishum demutav shiyushogin, because better that they do it unintentionally than knowing that what they're doing is wrong and do it anyway. V'yei shomrim, says the Ramah, another reason why they do it. The Bizmanaz HaKol Shari, it's really allowed nowadays to dance and clap on Shabbos. Deinanu b'kin basias klei shir, because we don't know how to fix musical instruments. V'leik alamigz Hashem yisakein klei shir, and therefore the gzera doesn't apply because you're not going to come to fix a musical instrument if you don't know how to fix it. Demilstu lo shchiyachu, it's something which never occurs since people don't know how to do it. And maybe that's why we are makil on everything, which the Mishnah Berurah says is not everything, but rather just on clapping and dancing. It's a little bit odd that we would say that it wouldn't apply anymore since the rule doesn't apply anymore, since the reason doesn't apply anymore, the gzer doesn't apply anymore, because we never say that. We always say, even though batla tam, lo batla takana, Rav Moshe Feinstein or Chaim Chelek Beis, Simon Kuf says that since nowadays the reason doesn't apply, it is like the gzera, the takana, was not pashat in our areas. It is like it has not been accepted by our area, in our time, even if they did not allow it. Since it is obvious that at the time of the Takana, if such a place existed, they would not have made such a gzera. So that's why it is not true for us either. It's a bit of a stretch, according to others, but that is Rav Moshe's explanation of this Ramah.